It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined by arts and culture reporter Elliot Williams, who is flying solo this week. Welcome, Elliot.
Hey there.
So you had an exciting morning yesterday. You spoke with the seventh graders at Holton Arms School in Bethesda about your arts coverage and specifically about Get Out There. How did that go?
Yeah, it was really exciting, honestly. Their art teacher, Miss Archibald, is a big fan of Get Out There. And so I talked to the students about how the show is made, how we try to cover art across the region. And I also asked them for their own recommendations of events that they're interested in.
That is so cool. Okay, so what did they tell you?
So they had some great suggestions. The first one that's on my radar is the Umbrella Art Fair, which is making its return this year. The last one was in 2019. And the DC Creative Agency, No Kings Collective, and Events DC host this massive event from Friday through Sunday at the Collection 14 apartment building that's just north of 14th and V Street. Over 100 artists will showcase their work, and it's free to enter. The last one drew over 12,000 guests, so wow. It's definitely popular. Yeah, and the Holton Arms students also told me about the Art of Noise. That's this really cool space on Upshur Street in Petworth that showcases different local artists each month. It happens now through November 27th, and multidisciplinary artist Blake Pierre will be the artist in residence, and you can see his bold paintings that use glass, fabric, and gold leaf. He explores these ideas of spirituality and self-worth as a person of color. Another fun one that the students found, the Capitol Hill Arts Workshop. They're putting on a cabaret-style show on Friday and Saturday night called Shut Up and Drive. They'll perform songs and stories about cars, trucks, and all things related to the open road. There's even a pre-show reception with live jazz. Also, a quick reminder that it is DMV Black Restaurant Week, which includes dine-in, carry-out, and delivery deals and promotions at dozens of local Black-owned businesses.
All right. A big WAMU thank you to Miss Archibald and her class of students at Holton Arms. I always need help keeping Elliot in line, so I'm glad we've got some more people doing that. All right, Elliot, today is Veterans Day. What events are happening around D.C. to honor the holiday?
Of course, there are the regular brunch specials and food deals at restaurants around the region, but something in the arts world that caught my eye is the On-Floor Gallery in Anacostia. They have an exhibit featuring art made by 10 different veterans and an opening reception with live music played by veteran musicians. It's called From Conflict to Creativity and explores how art therapy can positively impact military service members when they come home. Also, the National Museum of the American Indian has a new exhibit called Why We Serve. It tells the story of Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Alaska Native veterans who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces in extraordinary numbers for more than 2.5 centuries. So that exhibit is certainly worth a visit, and it just opened.
All right, let's look ahead more generally to the weekend. What are you going to be getting up to?
Yeah, besides the Umbrella Art Fair, I'm definitely looking to visit one of two markets that are popping up this weekend. There's an outdoor market on the grounds of the Dumbarton House on Saturday, and a Friendsgiving market at Culture House on Sunday. That one has a cooking demo and a winter coat drive. Both are great opportunities to get a head start on holiday shopping, which I'm always behind on. I don't know about you, Jonathan,
yes.
But I need to get started. And what about you, Jonathan?
So my two children are newly eligible to get COVID vaccines. They are ages 6 and 9. So we're getting that done on Saturday. And I guess depending how they are feeling, it may be a pretty chill weekend, maybe some, you know, Disney Plus, mm-hmm. Netflix. But obviously we're hoping that those vaccines will open up a lot more, maybe get out there inspired options for the kids in coming weekends. So there you go.
Well, that sounds great. Good luck to them. And, you know, I'm excited for y'all.
Thank you. All right. Elliot Williams is our arts and culture reporter. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, WAMU.org and DCS.com. Elliot, as always, thank you.
Thank you.